another episode of The Follow-Up. I'm Eden, and this is my dad, Noah, and every week we sit on my bed and have a conversation about something we want to talk about. So this week, we're going to talk about slang from my dad's generation and from my generation, Gen Alpha.
This came up from, this was, oftentimes it's your idea or something together. This was my idea when I volunteered at your Halloween party at school. So I was hearing all sorts of things. And then I was texting with my buddies from college who all have kids around your age. Some are a little younger, some are a little bit older. And then they started sending all these terms like, oh, did you hear this? Did you hear this? And I just needed some sort of explanation on what these things mean. Not to sound old, because I thought then it would be interesting to then give you some of the words that we said. But the more I thought about it, we didn't, at 10 years old, we didn't have this type of slang. I don't remember. So some of the words that we'll go over are more from, I'd say, maybe 13, 14, 15 on, not 10 years old. It was just a little different. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read these words to you, and I'll give you one, and then you give me one from my list.
Okay.
And you've got to explain it.
Okay.
And you cannot say, I don't know, it's just something we say. You can't say that.
Some of them. And you not the to, ones on this list.
You need to explain it, and you need to use it in a situation.
Okay.
Okay? All sure. Right. So we talked about preppy a little bit on when we talked about fashion. Going shopping yeah. together. So if you could, explain preppy a little bit more.
So I know we gave an explanation of preppy, so it's like, it's a style. It's pink, but not everything that is pink is preppy.
Mm-hmm.
But each person kind of has their own little style of preppy. But for example, some things that are preppy are like bows, certain brands are preppy, well, like pink things are preppy, certain smiley faces things are, and things like that.
Okay.
So I could say to my friend, let's say, oh, here's an actual, like, I could say, like, if someone's wearing a sweatshirt, okay, mm-hmm. that I like.
This is a real world example.
Yeah.
Okay.
I could say, someone could say to me, that's really preppy, or like, so preppy, or like. So,
yeah, it's a compliment.
Yeah, it's a compliment.
Okay. When we were kids, preppy was what would be worn at a prep school.
Yeah, that's the exact opposite of what it is.
So
right now.
Brooks Brothers, polo, sport coats, khaki pants, loafers, that was preppy. That's, totally different.
It's like preppy and preppy. Totally, totally opposites.
Different. Okay. And there was a show that we used to watch as kids, which is unwatchable now, is for your generation, I think, is Saved by the Bell. And Zach Morris oftentimes dressed preppy, and his nickname on the show was Preppy. That's what A.C. Slater used to call him. That was his nickname, Preppy. Not always a compliment, not always something
yeah.
negative either.
Preppy, it's also kind of like very girly, kind of. Like
yes, you wouldn't say that. You wouldn't say that to me. Like your outfit is preppy. You wouldn't say that to me. Right?
No.
Right, exactly. Well, I mean, right, because it's girly.
It's very like girly.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Now you got now something from my list.
Okay, well these are all, you said related.
These all mean the same thing, I believe. Yep.
Fly, fat, all that, mm-hmm. the bomb, sick.
Okay, so the words were fly, fat, phat, all that, the bomb, and sick. All those words mean awesome. Like,
right.
Like the, you could say like you're looking fly. But again, we didn't say this at 10 years old. And I don't think I ever said fly ever. But fat meant awesome, phat, all that. Like, ah, oh, this, you could even say like this hoagie's all that. Like, or in Philly, you'd say this John's all that. Like, it's all that. Just, it's great. Everything about it is awesome. The bomb, same thing. Sick would be more so for, like, ah, oh, he's got sick handles, like a basketball player, dribbler, or that restaurant's sick, like everything is good there. Something like that.
Okay.
All right.
Sick is the one thing I would say that people use a little bit now, not mm-hmm. now, But, like, not, like, kids. Like, 10-year-olds.
Right, I gotcha. Right.
Like, I hear it sometimes.
Okay. Next one for you is Riz.
Riz is... It's kind of, like, awesome, but it's kind of like that.
Okay.
But it's, like...
It's describing a thing, a person... a personality trait.
But someone is a Rizzler.
Okay. And so someone who is a Rizzler is what?
Do you know it? Do you know
what this one means?
They're kind. It's kind of like awesome, like kind of cool.
Okay. But
what
cool,
do you think?
Cool in a certain way. So Riz is, from what I understand, is short for essentially charisma.
Yes.
Which
exactly.
is not spelled with Z's, by the way. It's C H A R I S M A.
Okay.
Okay. Just
good to know.
So you know. Yes.
Good to know.
And so charisma is someone who carries themselves with confidence, good personality, fits in lots of different situations, is a leader.
But like you're like a Rizzler, it's kind of like you're cool.
Yeah, you're a leader.
But you're
a trendsetter.
It's like you're like a trendsetter. You're like trendy, kind of. But like
You're not trying. You're like not trying too hard.
But like you're that like cool person. Kinda.
Yeah, you're someone that like other people want to be around.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, that sounds fresh.
Fresh. So fresh is. Not just something that's cool, it's new and cool. Like if someone had like fresh sneakers, like that, it's something new. It's new and cool.
Like they got the new thing that came out.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And you could say like a person is pretty fresh by saying that they have like, they have their own style. Like it's not following a trend, it's like their own style. And that's what, that was pretty big, I think, when we were kids, like people having their own style, not just everybody dressing the same way. They had their own styles.
Now it's like, there's a trend, there's like the trendsetter, and then there's the trend, and everyone follows the trend.
Yeah, but what I would say, and I know we talked about in when we were talking about shopping, is to not say, I don't like that because you've never seen somebody else wear it.
You can be a trendsetter.
Or you can
just wear what you want.
Exactly. Yeah. Just because you like it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is like...
And not like it because, just because it's trendy, because there are a lot of things that I remember even now, like I see that are trends in men's fashion, and I'm just like, well, that's not for me.
Yeah.
No. Okay. Next for you is Sigma and What the Sigma.
It's kind of like, people say like, what the Sigma, instead of like, what the heck. Like, I don't use it that much.
Okay.
But it's kind of like another, it's like.
Okay, so we're gonna try not to say like so much?
It's like, because it's not exact.
Okay, so what is Sigma?
Like another version.
But what is Sigma?
Sigma, it's just like, it's like kind of like a little weird a little bit, but.
Weird?
Not weird.
Okay.
But if you say what the Sigma, it's like, huh?
Okay,
bit.
So that, you
that's
mean that.
Like,
okay,
huh.
But what if you say, this person is Sigma?
Like, cool kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so it's like a Greek letter, Sigma, like alpha, you're the alpha dog, you're the number one, you're the top, like he's a, like a basketball, he's a Sigma.
It?
Yeah, I mean, Sigma is a,
yeah, but no,
Sigma
people
is,
don't
a,
use
is a Greek
it.
Letter.
People don't use it as, basketball, they're the Sigma.
No? How would you use
like,
it?
I don't use it that much.
Okay, well, that's a good thing. You don't use it if you don't know what it means.
Well, I do know what it means. It's hard to describe.
I told you you couldn't do this.
I know, but it really is because it can mean a lot of things, kind of.
Okay. And so they're a Sigma? You would say, like, someone is a Sigma?
No, you don't use it as someone is a Sigma. Okay. It's not a thing.
You say that's Sigma or
no,
she's
you don't, no,
Sigma?
No. You don't use it like that either.
So then how would you use it?
Like, you're like, you don't say, like, you're Sigma. It's like, it is Sigma, kind of.
What is,
well,
okay, all right.
But
so what is
you
it?
Don't, it can be what you, like, something.
So it could be an object? It could be?
It's like something that someone says a lot. But not really. It's like.
So it's not a person, you're saying, you're telling
it,
me.
It can be, like.
Well, I'm just as confused.
I'm a little confused. But it's, people don't use this as much.
Okay.
But it's really confusing.
Yeah.
Some of them, no, here's the problem.
Okay.
I've heard so many different meanings of this that I don't really know which one's true.
Okay, how about we look it up as on the podcast? How about we look it up?
I've Okay. Probably asked 10 people, and I've gotten 10 different responses.
Sigma. Well, I just want to make sure you're not using it in a way that
I don't use it.
Okay, that's good. Sigma. Oh, look at that. The 18th letter of the Greek alphabet.
Great.
As I said. Great. A sigma male is someone who doesn't need other people's advice. He doesn't follow the rules.
That's not what
that's
we're talking about.
We need the sigma slang. Okay. Someone who is a humble alpha male, meaning
what?
A slang word for the best. What do teens mean when they say sigma? Someone who operates independently and prefers their own company rather than being in a crowd of friends?
No, it's like, no. Hmm. See, there's a lot of different ones. It's like the best kind of.
All right, well, here's my recommendation.
There's a lot.
Let's not even use it.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
Okay. Chill.
So chill was, aside from just like chilling out, like relaxing, chill came from, I remember first hearing it was during the Fresh Prince theme song, and a lot of these words came from TV shows and movies. Fresh Prince theme song was chilling out, relaxing, so that's what it meant. Like, you're chilling out, you're relaxing, hanging out. But if something was chill, like, you could say, like, how was the party? It was chill. Meaning, like, yeah, it was cool. Like,
so people
it was good. It's cool. Nothing crazy.
People don't use that one a lot, but they use, like, I'm chilling.
Well, yeah, right. But if you say, like, the party, yeah, it was chill. Like, meaning, like, yeah, it was cool. Good time. Like, nothing crazy. Good time. Okay, next is skibbity. I have, like, it makes me think of, like, skippity-doo-dah, zippity-a.
Okay, yeah, no.
Which is obviously not it.
So
what does this mean?
It comes from this, part of it comes from this really weird thing. So there's kind of two things. One of it's skibbity toilet. I think it's YouTube. It's very weird. It's really, really weird.
Should I watch it? No. Okay.
You can. It's just.
I probably will.
It's very weird, okay? But it can mean, it's used in different contexts. So it could be cool, can mean bad, and it can also mean like someone over-obsessing over like something that means nothing.
Okay, so if someone.
But you don't use it just to say like, oh, that's skibbity. Well, actually, you kind of can.
You could, like, so if, say someone at lunch doesn't like one thing on their plate and they're freaking out, and when they very easily could just like throw it out, you could say like, what do you say, skibbity?
No.
Like, or that's so skibbity?
I mean, I don't know, like, I guess you can, I don't really hear it in that context that much.
Okay.
I don't hear it in that context that much.
Okay. Next one for me.
Okay. Cool beans.
That was something, I don't remember what that was, but it just popped into my head when I was making this list. It was something I think the girls used to say, maybe more so when we were older, or like teenagers, and it was, that would be a response to, instead of saying okay, it'd say cool beans. Like, okay, cool beans. That's what it would mean. Pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next is sus.
It's short for suspicious.
Okay.
That's it.
I get
that, like, that's sus.
Yeah.
Like, people suspicious. Say that.
Yeah, I get that. Okay.
More like the boys say that. More.
Then the boys were also saying that party a lot was bruh.
Bruh. No, people don't say bro. Oh, they say bruh.
Bruh. It was just...
Yeah, that's a thing. It's a thing. No one says bro anymore.
Bruh.
What?
Just making... Okay. Just nonstop.
Okay. Yeah, that's what they do.
Okay. Next one on my list was...
Clutch.
Okay, so clutch, you know what means in basketball or in sports, if someone is clutch?
Like, good? I don't
know. Good in... big spots, like games on the line, you want to have someone who is clutch to make
like
that
clutch
shot.
Player.
A clutch player. Clutch is also if you come up, say you're at a party and they ran out of snacks, okay? Or they didn't have any food or whatever it was. Look, when we were in high school, we didn't have cell phones. You couldn't tell somebody, oh, can you pick this up on your way over? But say I just brought food with me. And friends were getting together, and they would say, oh, you're so clutch. Thank you. Like, because I came up big in a spot. They needed food. I brought food. I came up clutch.
Okay.
Yeah, which I think still works. Like, that's pretty clutch. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, like if you, say you were at a friend's house, and you forgot something, and they said, oh, I have these. You could say, ah, you're so clutch. Great. Got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I think that still works.
But, like, if someone, like, I'll give it a real-life example.
Okay.
Like, someone yesterday, like, I need some makeup. And she had it.
Uh-huh.
So, like...
Ah, it's so clutch.
And, like, I didn't. So I clutch. Forgot so, to bring it.
That's so clutch you had this.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, so okay. Clutch. Awesome. Yep. Okay, a few more for you here in a row. Pick me.
Pick me. It's like someone who they kind of like over try. They're like over obsessing.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So this, when I heard pick me, I thought about it as the person in class who was like, ooh, pick me, pick me, pick me.
No,
but it's
that's not what it means.
Right.
Not like literally pick
me. Right, but you could then easily make the leap to someone who is trying to get all the attention, someone
yeah,
who's
all
trying
the attention.
To be louder.
Sometimes it's like
who's.
But it's also like, it's also kind of like a little bit
hard.
Like you're trying too hard. Like
yeah.
Sometimes with like boys.
It's
like,
not a good thing.
It's
you don't
not like
be
a good thing.
Me.
It's like that. Like if you're trying to like over obsess, like over like a boy or something,
yeah.
Like people do that.
Okay. Vibe?
Vibe. Like
which I know, by the way.
No, it's that's the vibe.
Yeah.
Like ping pong puff. I'm giving an example. Like that is vibing right now.
That is vibing, so that
it's the vibe. It's vibing.
Okay, so you could say like a certain brand is vibing, or a situation is a great
or
vibe.
Like, I could
like,
say
I get a great
no,
vibe from you, like when you're in
no,
a good mood.
Like it's giving is another thing. Like it's giving something
yeah.
Vibes.
It's giving me this vibe. It's giving me
no,
yeah, I got
you. You don't use it. It's giving me this vibe. It's giving something vibes.
I
like,
got you. So
it's giving
me.
Like this is not how you would use it. It's giving throw pillow vibes. Not actually, but like. That's just a random example, and you wouldn't actually say that.
Right, it's giving me.
But like something it can relate
vacation,
to.
Vacation, or it's
something
giving
that
me,
can relate to.
Yeah,
yeah.
I got you.
In comparison.
Here, yeah, you could even yeah. Say like I'm taking it back to sports. So if say
they
there's.
They won't use it in sports.
I know,
though.
But you could.
They
like
don't,
there's
though.
A rookie. No, we could. So say
okay,
there's say there was a rookie, and you're watching him play. Like man, he's giving me Chris Paul. Like he's making me think. Of
yeah,
Chris
no,
Paul
you don't know, but you don't use it as people.
No, but you could.
But you don't.
I'm saying, but you
okay,
could.
You can, but you don't.
Maybe you should start.
No, it's not. That's not the thing.
Okay, and
you
then
have one more.
Yeah, this one I wrote down because I thought about it as we got things from sayings from movies, TV
yeah.
shows. Mom will like this one since Clueless is her favorite movie. They would say certain things like "as if," so if, and it's pretty obnoxious, but. They would say, like, oh, could you go throw that out for me? And someone would say, as if I would actually do that.
Yeah. Sometimes people use
it. It's pretty obnoxious.
Okay.
Yeah, it's obnoxious. Okay, a few more for you. Slay.
Okay.
It's been around for a while. It's been around a while.
It's not actually, like, to slay.
No,
like,
it's
the
been
thing.
This one's
it's
been around
slang.
A while.
It's slang. So it's, like, that's slaying. Like, that's awesome.
That's killing it. That's the...
No, that's not the actual thing. Well, it is the actual thing.
Yeah.
But we're not saying, like, slay, like, to slay.
Right, but if you say, like, oh, he's killing it, like, he slays, like, you can say,
no, but you say,
great.
Like, that slays,
yeah.
Like, that lip gloss slays, or, yeah.
Gotcha. Yep. Okay, this last one is mewing.
Oh, that was, like, a bit, that was such
so
a 2024
so,
summer thing.
So this came up on our,
it
group
really
chat.
Was.
This came up in our group chat today, and
yeah.
Josh said, this is... By far the dumbest.
Okay,
thing
so
for
it's
kids.
Basically to show off your jawline.
This is.
So it's like
I can't
so
even
there
believe
was this,
I'm having this
okay,
conversation.
There was this weird thing. I don't know how it started, but it was shh, mew, and people like would do that.
But what is it like? What in what, it's in, just, what, it's, in what scenario no, do you do this?
You, I don't. It's like you're like. Sometimes people do it as like a secret, like. Sometimes like that kind of like. Sometimes like they do it like as like to show. Like, they do something, sometimes, like...
So, what do you mean? They've
like
done
for,
something, and then they do this?
Well, no. So, like, I'll give it, like, an example. Like, someone...
You gotta stop saying, like...
Okay, someone a few days ago did... So, the teacher turned, like, her back, and we were standing in a circle, and, like, she did something. She jumped.
Okay.
She, like, ran around the circle,
yeah.
And then she went, shh, you.
Okay, so it's... So, basically, in that instance, she's
yeah.
saying, like, don't, like...
Like,
don't
tell
anybody.
It's kind
right.
of, like, another reason.
But, like, I did something
yeah.
cool, and don't tell anybody.
But... Oh, it was like so. It's just weird. It's really weird.
Yes.
It's to show the real reason. The real. This is the actual definition. It's like to show off your jawline.
But I also saw something about people doing mouth exercises to strengthen a jawline, which does...
Yeah, that's another thing.
FYI, does not exist.
I know.
Okay.
Your jawline's like a bone. You don't like...
FYI.
You don't strengthen your jawline. It's like a bone.
Okay.
Yeah, it's weird. It's really weird. But it's just another thing that people do.
Okay. Most importantly, you don't use slang words. You don't know what they mean. And if you
I know.
And if you don't know something...
You ask.
Right. So...
Sorry. But yes, you do ask.
Right. Ask one of your close friends. Like, hey, what does this mean?
I have done that.
Good idea. All right, well,
I learned some things.
Yes, podcast slayed.
Good example.
Thank you.
Good.
Love you.
Good job. Love you.